The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM, and this is a community conversation, and I'm Chrissy Small. I have Sage Forrest on the line from Golden Bay. And Sage is after some people. Just, what kind of people are you after, Sage?
Oh, kia ora, Chrissy. Nice to be on air with you. What sort of a people am I looking for? Well, I've got an idea for, I call it a counter ad. So there's an ad on TV where people are talking about what they've been advised to invest in. And it ends with somebody saying they're investing in gold. Now, I took a little bit of offense to that because of Sam's Creek issue. And not only Sam's Creek, there are other places around the country at the moment that are sort of at risk of contamination. So I thought I would like to pick it up from that conversation on telly and look at the other things that can be invested in that are perhaps a little more. I can tell you more about what the setting is. So picking it up from someone saying that they've been advised to invest in gold, and then there's a response to that, and then other people discussing what else they are investing in besides gold,
right?
Which is mainly sort of environmental organisations and Médecins Sans Frontières, you know, things that help to alleviate the suffering in the world rather than adding to it for no good reason that I can see.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a kind of anti-advert that you're creating,
yes.
that has a real good message.
Good. Well, yeah. I call it a counter-ad.
Yeah.
So I mean, the response to being advised that gold is a good investment, someone saying, well, you know, why? I mean, it's what good is gold, and that's really the sort of baseline for the caption of it, which is do gooder than gold.
Absolutely.
So the setting would be a 65th birthday party, people talking about what they're going to do with their extra disposable income, which is kind of a bit of a joke in itself anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of us can afford to invest in maybe more philanthropic organizations.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for, I really only need 6 or 7 actors. I prefer someone with a Kiwi accent. I've had a couple of women contact me, so really I'm looking for men.
Right.
So men sort of around that age group of
anything from sort of 65. Yeah, 60 on
anyway,
to 70s, yeah.
50 to 90, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyone who's sort of willing. So I only need a few performing actors, and then I need quite a lot of extras to be at the birthday party, and we'll try and make it as much of a birthday party feel as possible. So there could be some incentives to come along.
And so where will you be filming this?
That's TBA. It will be in Takaka because that's where I'm based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably just going to be at somebody's home. There's absolutely no budget.
Yeah.
Anyone who's contributing, and I will be wanting some people to help with, for example, decorating. If you don't want to be on screen, you can be behind the camera. You know, just helping to do some decorating, to tell people where to be when, maybe, I don't know, help with the production. I mean, I've just come up with this idea myself, and well, I've had some involvement with short films. There's a lot of wonderful organisations across the top of the South Island.
Yes.
Yeah, and there might be a possibility of getting this into a film festival for a Random Directions Film Festival, which I think if we can get it finished in June, it will be able to go into film festival in July. And so it will be a 3-minute film. However, I'm also wanting to make a 30-second version of it, somewhere around, 30-second mark, so that it can possibly be picked up by maybe some indie cinemas, just, you know, to go before the movies or something like that. It could be some interest there.
Sounds great. And so you're writing the script, obviously?
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah. Tell us about the type of characters that we've got men and women, and it's a birthday party. Have you got sort of an antagonistic character?
Look, why didn't you come along when I was writing the script? Chrissy, this is a good idea. There has to be sort of something to overcome. No, as it is on the TV, people are just having a chat. There's one person who is a bit kind of, scoffs a bit, but is also, she says, I've got her as a she because I've got someone in mind actually for that role.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, oh, we're burning fossil fuels to promote our clean green image. You know, just some sort of, she's maybe a bit inebriated and
cynical. Okay.
Yeah. And, a bit of a, humorous. Character as well.
It sounds like it'll be fun to make, and of course it's going to have this message. You must be a bit disturbed about the way things are going at the moment with this drill baby drill kind of mentality going on.
Absolutely shocking. I don't know where to start. This is my little way of protesting, just drawing attention to it. It's a wonderful movie, Line in the Sandstone, we had at the Village Theatre recently. And, we've got a very active group, Save Our Springs.
Kevin Moran.
Kevin Moran, Tim Firkin is a filmmaker for that, and he's going to help out with this one.
Oh, great.
So,
great.
It's just happening all over the place. But, something that comes up in this script that I've written is that Fonterra is still burning coal to power
processing.
So that's right, and that's the main use of coal in New Zealand, is industrial process. So we've got such a good opportunity any time, really, to move away from that. We can all do our little bit to kind of stop that too. But in my little film, there's someone who's making biogas from a biodigester in their backyard, and someone sort of naively suggests they go and talk to Fonterra about that as an alternative power source.
Yeah.
So, we've got to look for solutions and just take it lightly. Change government, please. Now.
Very, very valid for what's going on at the moment in our country. So people need to make sure they're registered to vote.
Indeed. Democracy. How we thought this morning, just to interject, we thought this morning about AI and what would happen if we had an AI prime minister of government who truly worked on democracy. Wouldn't that be? That's an interesting concept. I should write a book based around that. Probably is. Just to recap, Chrissy, that I'm looking for some people who are confident in front of a camera to just have a bit of a conversation around investments, which might be investing in an organisation that's trying to stop commercial gold mining, or organisations like Doctors Without Borders, or sponsoring a child, or Greenpeace, or making a biodigester, just having a bit of a chat.
Putting money into green energy,
that's right. Do gooder than gold.
Yeah. You better tell us how people can find you.
That's what I was thinking. Email address is pretty good, if you can remember, smartarts.
Right.
S-M-A-R-T-A-R-T-S, smartarts, 2358 at yahoo.com. Yeah, and I suppose people can find Sage Forest on Facebook and message me. I'm a bit reluctant to give out my phone number.
No, don't do maybe, that. Might get crank calls.
Maybe people can get in touch with the studio or something too.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can always pass on their details to you if people want to get in touch, so that's great.
Very nice. Thanks so much, Chrissy.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.